Chapter 6. Help from the Tailor Birds. When Rikki Tikki Tavi woke up in the morning, he was very stiff, but pleased with himself for what he had done the night before. "Now I have Nagaina to settle with, and she will be worse than 5 Nags. There's no telling when the eggs she talked about will hatch. Oh my, I must go and see Darzi," he said. Without waiting for breakfast, Rikki Tikki Tavi ran out to the garden, where Darzi was loudly singing a song to celebrate Rikki Tikki Tavi's win. The news of Nog's death was all over the garden because the sweeper had thrown Nog's body out with the trash.
"Oh, you fool!" said Rikki Tikki Tavi angrily. "Is this the time to sing?"
"Nog is dead, is dead, is dead," sang Darzi. The great Rikki Tikki Tavi caught him by the head and didn't let go. The big man brought the bang stick, and Nog fell in 2 pieces. "He will never eat my babies again."
"That's all true, but where's Nagaina?" asked Rikki Tikki Tavi, looking carefully around.
"Nagaina came to the bathroom drain and called for Nog," Darzi went on. "And Nog came out on the end of a stick. The sweeper picked him up on the end of a stick and threw him out onto the trash pile. Let us sing about the great, the red-eyed Rikki Tikki Tavi." And Darzi filled his throat and sang even louder.
"If I could get up to your nest, I'd roll your babies out," cried Rikki Tikki Tavi. "You don't know when to do the right thing at the right time. You're safe enough in your nest there, but it's war for me down here. Stop singing a minute, Darzi."
"For the great, the beautiful Rikki Tikki Tavi's sake, I will stop," said Darzi.
"What is it, O killer of the terrible Nog? Where is Nagaina for the 3rd time?"
"Over at the trash pile by the stables. She is mourning for Nog. Great is Rikki Tikki Tavi with his white teeth."
"Forget about my white teeth. Do you know where she keeps her eggs?"
"They're in the melon bed, on the end nearest the wall, where the sun warms the earth for most of the day. She hid them there weeks ago."
"And you never thought it might be a good idea to tell me? The end nearest the wall, you said?"
"Rikki Tikki Tavi, you are not going to eat her eggs, are you?"
"No, not exactly. Darzi, if you are wise, you will fly off to the stables and pretend your wing is broken so that Nagaina will chase you away to this bush. You see, I need to get to the melon bed, but if I go now, she will see me. If she's chasing you, I can get there without being seen."
Darzi was not very clever and could never hold more than 1 idea in his head at a time. And since Nagaina's children came from eggs like his did, he thought it wasn't fair to kill them. But his wife was more sensible. She knew that cobra eggs would lead to young cobras later on. So Darzi's wife flew off from the nest, leaving Darzi to keep the babies warm and sing about the death of Nog.